all of our canned fruits. My mother put up lots of canned fruit. We had a big orchard, and mm-hmm. she'd can all kinds of that fruits, preserves and jellies and jams, and we'd put it down that cellar, we call it.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any special name for old worthless things? Too good to throw away, but just in the way.
Well, we had a lot of that junk. We called it junk, mostly.
Did you have a special place to keep it?
Yeah, we had a big old granary, and it had a sort of upstairs to it, and we'd throw it up there. You couldn't hardly get around up there for the stuff that was piled up there.
Is this all you kept in your granary?
No, we kept some feed then in the lower place. We had some bins down there, and we'd keep feed in that.
Did your mother have any special term for the things she did in the morning when she put the house in order? Did the dishes, picked up the clothes, made the bed, swept the floor?
Well, she could do the housework's about all she'd call it.
And what did she sweep with?
Brooms. We had brooms then.
Where did she keep her broom?
Behind the door.
I think that's one of the most logical and easiest places.
Yeah.
Did she have any special duties on Monday and Tuesday? Did she save these days for anything?
Yes, she generally washed on Monday, and then maybe Tuesday and Wednesday she'd try an hour.
What did she carry her clothes in after she washed them?
In a wash tub.
Didn't have baskets, huh?
No, had old galvanized tubs. Big old wash pots. No, I didn't get them. I expected it to hold a couple of tubs of clothing, great big ones. Build a fire under that with dead wood. Wash outdoors.
I've seen that done. That's no fun.
No, it's sure not. I've helped a lot of it too.
Oh, I was asking you about the attic. How would you get up to one of those?
Well, you generally have some steps on the side of the wall, nail inside mm-hmm. the wall, and just climb up and have a little door you push back, you see, and mm-hmm. go up through a scuttle hole there.
Mm-hmm. And if you had bedrooms up there, what would you have?
Well, we never had, you'd have to have some stairs where they had bedrooms. You'd have to have stairs to get up.
And on the front of your house, did you have anything over your front door? Anything that jutted out? Went around the house?
Well, not for a long time, and then finally we built a porch, built a little addition, put a porch on it. But for a long time we didn't have anything in front of the house, just front door.
Was that always called a porch?
Yeah, that's as old as we call them. Yeah.
I was wondering if it was ever called a gallery or a stoop or a piazza.
Well, some people call them gallery too, gallery and porch. Most of them call them porch.
Uh-huh. I'll get this
that's
out of your
all right.
way here.
No, you're all right.
What did you have on the outside of your house?
Well, Mother had a little flowers out there, some rose bushes and some flags, she called it, and some running vines up on the side of the house. Mm-hmm. Had lots of weeds.
What was your house covered with on the outside? Boards?
Yeah, shiplap, not shiplap, but siding.
Is that what you called it then?
Yeah.
If the door were open and your mother wanted you to fix it, what would she tell you to do?
Want to shut the door?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if she'd say pull the door too.
No, you shut the door.